Okay, so that's Bob Atkinson, and it's Reel 6. You were just out on this patrol, Bob, weren't you?
Yeah.
Chopping trees and so on. And you were just finishing the story about that, I think.
Yeah, well, we never found any signs of truck vehicles, or they couldn't weigh up what it was. So it was decided that we'd send a fighting patrol out. But it was the time of the moon.
Mm.
And I, country lad, don't know much about weather out, but I know the moon goes back at a certain time each day, it's later. When we hit the time that we ran up at the Captain Cock, I said, "You're just a bit too late, I think." I said, "I think the moon will break before we get there." Anyway, the headquarters wouldn't hear. I told them what we thought, and well, I told them what I thought, but he gave the information. They wouldn't listen. We had to go on this fighting patrol anyway. We got to within, I would say, 50 yards, and we formed lining out ready to go in. And the moon blocked through, clouds, just come from behind the clouds, and it was like daylight. And when they saw that, like daylight, you could hear the tin rattling. It used to have a long string, two things together, pull a string if they wanted
the Germans.
Notify, enter in static position,
yeah.
Put two things together, and they pull a string, and the tin would go bump, bump.
Yeah.
They're the tins.
Mm.
But the cock said, "You lead them back." I'll send a flare off. He sent two lead flares off with his very pistol. So I was next to him, and I just about turned around along the line, tapped on them to follow me. That was where they were waiting him up.
Why would he send the flares up?
To get the artillery on.
Onto where?
Onto them. We knew the map reference where the trenches were.
Right. You weren't on that position?
No, we're about 50 yards.
50 yards away.
We were just forming up, we were going to check and move forward.
Mm.
We were going to move forward on our belly line.
Mm.
But they spotted us and we were getting across.
Yeah.
With the moon coming, and the Captain Cock wanted the shells off them to keep them down, to stop them firing at us. And as well as to, you know, knock them out of their positions.
Did the shells come over?
Yes. Oh, there must have been alert. There must have been, you know, just ready waiting for if anything went wrong.
And were they on target, the shelling?
Yes. They were. They were within 25 yards of us. That was enough to keep their heads down.
So you didn't get any firing back from the Germans?
They did fire, but they soon stopped. They only got a couple of shots away after the spando. Broke on spando. We had two blame on them with it. But we never...
Never fired?
Yeah.
You never needed to fire?
No.
But
no, I would have been firing, but they told me to lead the patrol back because we...
Yeah.
I'd been that often, I was same with him. I knew exactly where we were going.
And you got back all right, Pop?
Yes, we got back all right. We were totally injured. But we feel that... got this scare. But some of them had never been on a patrol before.
Yeah, and this one, as you say, was a fighting patrol. Mm. So, I presume that means
we were going in to get to know, wanted a prisoner, wanted to, you know, get them unexpected, pick one up and get him back quick. But leave. I read the two friends were going to stop to keep them engaged with the patrol went back. If they hadn't noticed it, that was our job.
Yeah.
Officer and the others were supposed to get them back and the two blames keep their head down.
Yeah. But unfortunately, because the moon broke...
The moon. We should have gone earlier.
Mm.
Like I said, they just too late. Mm. away. There's more than a vessel. He said, "We're doing it every night, just about time as we were coming in." And he got me coffee, and I said, "Well, you know, we'll have to watch this morning when we used to be waiting out just late." Mm. And he said, "Wind up like this." The moon. Point up at the moon to him. And he used to know what I meant. What's the time for the moon? So we used to get back all night.
So around this area, this Sinsergan Shrood or something like that? This strange name.
Like the Gertrude name.
Oh, Gertrude. So around this, but it's in the corridor of the
armed corridor. Yes, it's in the corridor.
Around this area.
Yeah, that was what, the left-hand side of the corridor.
Yeah.
And then we, after the Arnhem was finished, they were withdrawn. Mm. We got moved. I think it was towards Nijmegen. I don't just know, but we went on a different position.
Yeah.
I think we went near the Nijmegen.
But that wasn't. Was there any action around Nijmegen?
Well, it was the normal. Germans were still trying to close this corridor that we got up to Nijmegen.
Because this is still in the corridor.
Yeah. Yes, this was still in the, on the corridor, one side of the other.
Yeah.
Don't remember which side.
Yeah, and this was around the time of the year with the September time,
end of September.
So, and then what happens, Bob?
Well, we stopped there a while, and then we got word we were going into the attack on the. They're going to open up, to open up into a port area, and they were putting. Trying to clear the place round towards Rotterdam on that side of the river, and we were going to the sea, towards the sea. We were taking Den Bosch, then Turtle Bosch, 15 Scottish, I think it was taking Tilburg, and the Canadians were coming up from the Antwerp side.
But you said you were taking Sinsergan Bosch, did
yes,
you say?
Sinsergan Bosch, yes.
That's what sort of size town is that?
Well, 60,000-70,000.
So when you say we were going to take,
we were the division.
I see. Which was the 53rd Welsh
Division. Division, the 15th Scottish
Division,
was going to Tilburg.
To the other place?
Yes, that's the price. To the west, over to Togenbosch.
So, would you like to go through, you know, the way things happened at Sinsergan Bosch, or your memories of that?
Before that, we moved up to get into our positions, we lost.
OSS, is that?
OSS.
Yeah.
It's there are big food factories there.
Mm.
I think there's still this food factory.
Mm. Well, even now?
Even now.
Yeah.
We still see things canned, especially pork.
Mm.
Pork lunch and meat or something like that.
Mm.
OSS.
Right.
And it's OSS. There's Lincoln, there's North Marlin, before the government.
Yeah.
We trained, I would say the other day, with kangaroos.
Yeah.
In and out of kangaroos, they were the first armoured fighting vehicle that we used, and it was a Canadian ram with a tank with no turret on. It's similar tank to the Sherman.
Yeah.
And you got in where the turret was.
How many people would it hold up?
Section.
Which ten. Was 10?
Approximately 10.
Yeah.
Not comfortable like, but.
So you as a rifleman in A company are in one of these kangaroos?
Yes. Yes, we did training, you know, quickness getting off.
I see. You haven't started the attack on this town yet?
No, no.
Okay.
They formed up with armour, and they were Ottoman battalions, one brigade, I should say, was taking into, and then they were going towards Rose Marley. We were supposed to go to Ben Bosch, in the supposed to be a speed attack to sit on the Bosch. We were supposed to go straight to there, quick, and the armour set off, struck mines, not finished that. We told to debus, dig in, wait till nightfall, and going on foot.
So then what did you do? You start going in on foot, do you?
Yeah, well, we dug in, waited till it was dark. And then we crossed these fields, you know, the ditches all the way, with a piece of wire across the ditches, so the cattle wouldn't cross. Then we got wet through. And this, I was going to be clever and jump. And I hit this bike. I saw them getting down the wall from the garden. I thought, well, I can jump that far. And I realised that the toughness of the gutter. So the good bike was getting down. And get a wire across in the back.
Right, but and this is night time.
This is night time, but I went in with the night to the daylight.
Artificial daylight?
Yes, it's lights shining up at the cloud.
Ah, they call that Monty's moonlight, do they? Something like that?
Yeah, I did the
daylight. Right. Okay. So you're moving across this ground, which is, did you say it's flooded? Was flooded?
No, it was drained. We had to cross the ditches.
Okay.
They were flooded.
Yeah.
And put the railway line in October. Put over the railway line and they got into Superlabosch at night without the Germans knowing it. We took what tented they were on there. Railway line.
You say you went over the railway line?
Over the railway line.
Or down the railway line?
No, we went over it.
Over it.
We come and went over it.
Yep.
And A Company went over.
Yeah.
And some two positions up on the railway line. But A Company went over, we went into the houses. In the city itself.
So, what were you doing going into the houses?
Getting out of the road. Because we didn't go into slave. We just went into the houses to see if any Germans were near the railway line.
So, clearing the houses?
One clearing, because the next morning when we were there, we saw the Germans coming out of other houses. So we'd gone into the houses.
Yeah.
The right ones.
Just as well, I suppose, yeah.
And it was next morning, I think it was Laura Welsh, come to us, and we moved it again.
Yeah.
When they'd gone, they come and went over the canal. We went side up the road. Anyway, well, we were there after we got into one week. Below was a barber and the gap with the tear gap at one. I think we're staying here next door, I'm a bit nervous, but anyway.
How far is that away from you, Bob?
A couple of years, 300.
3 Abidjans.
Couple of yes, it was a fairway. And we saw the German horses bringing 75 millimetres guns. And they were driving them quick across this gap. So, set bang gun up. That only made the results in the section. And we just waited for the set off and dropped lead horse and then kick pellet. Choke pellet, I'm not saying kill him.
Yeah.
Stop gun, drop lead horse. Didn't like killing horses myself because I'm a funded lad. But I didn't fancy 75 millimetre kit getting plasters, so we only had to face it later.
Yeah. Was that again like just one shot?
No, we're using the brush then because the horse is bad to stop. You could stop a man if it one leg. You could stop a man and make him drop. But you can't stop art if you just get a wound and make it go quicker.
So really at that range, bearing in mind what you said earlier about 700 yards, at that range, you couldn't miss, really.
No, you couldn't miss, but you wanted to eat them to drop them. I mean, you wanted to get them just about the far leg. You wanted to beat them here, so you're getting in there.
Yeah.
You're either hitting the leg or you're getting the heart right behind it. You know, just the average thing.
And were there many soldiers going across that gap?
Yes, there were a few. See, they were diving. They were, you know, some were on doors, some do come in, they were hiding doors. Like you see two horse artillery here, by the horse.
Yes.
You see a lead horse is ridden.
Oh, right.
They weren't all ridden. There was a couple ridden. We stopped them bringing their.
But then, were the rest of these soldiers there? They were the gun crews, weren't they?
Yes. Yes, it was true. The first one that got across, how we saw it. You know, realised what it was, with no gun set up in window. At that point in that particular way, we were watching on road tape, Jerry soldiers were coming out the town.
So did that stop it? Did that stop the movement across there?
Yes, no more. We got the first half way, not the first one. More than the upright, but the first one, they still tried. Walked all of them.
Then what happened, Bob, after
that? We moved then, and we come round. There was a Dutch. Queen Wilhelmina, no, Princess Irene, with it. He came to HQ and he guided us through behind the casino, through some gardens. We went through, what kind of casino?
It's okay.
And we come through what I thought was hospital, but there were nuns. That's like nurses. And apparently they were looking after old people.
Alright.
We went through there and came round the back door into the casino. We got into the casino and it was called casino. It looked more like a picture house to us, the same as a picture house. But upstairs was a gymnasium and that sort of sports and leisure centre. We'd been there a little bit, and one of the sergeants come around and said that there's some kids down below, and the mother, anybody got any food for them? And we used to carry, if we could, a spare tin of bully, a spare tin of M&B,
Bob?
Meat and veg.
Yeah.
Meat and veg, pork and veg, and we... He went down really little though. That move. And I'm sorry, it's something.
Yes, and you've gone round with this.
Yeah. He went round the sergeant and asked about Anybody got? And you got about, I would say, a dozen things out of platoon. And took them down to women. And they made some food for kids.
Yeah.
I think they made some stew. I don't know just what they might have been, more M&Bs and pork and veg and bully. I had a tin of bully. And they come back and they said, you know, they were glad that. Anyway, when they come up the south and they were trying, so they give them our ration.
Yeah.
But they waited till there till it was proper chop open in time. And they come back, they went across for the rations of bread and jam. They give up the bread and jam.
Really?
Yeah, that bread was, it wasn't black bread, it was brown. It was like a very, very dark oatmeal.
Yeah.
And they give us our bread, their bread for our meal. Because we were given bread. But they were all the way highly delighted. Then, later on, we see Judy come with us up to the States.
Are you still in this
casino?
In the casino?
In the casino. We were taking, I was at the defensive position, see? I was, maybe then, I wasn't on it at the time. In the foyer, place it made out of the door, in the casino, they all looked right up a street. Near was the church parade ground. A big parking ground there, and next to the cathedral. And my brain was pointing right up that street on an old table. I mean, we got the table, just put it in the doorway, the door's open. And a lad, a chap come in, he was going up training. A chap called Doornbosch, the boxer. He was Dutch, well known, you know. And I wanted, said, you know, what are you doing? He couldn't speak much English. So he took me up to see. I didn't know this casino. It was at this far central of a boat. He took me up. He put his glove on and said, training. And this Princess Irene sergeant come up. Well, they did. Come with me. What are we missing? Come look here. Well, you know, I don't know exactly she spoke Dutch, but she pointed to see. And I went and looked, there was a German man up the street. I said, hang on, I'm going to go down to the bank. And they said, oh, you're all right. He said to her, open the window. He said, now it's finished.
Who was this that said that?
The
boxer?
No, the Irene, Princess Irene said.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
He was going to finish him.
Yeah.
It'd be better to have been that. He wasn't 100 yards away. With a Tommy gun. And his straight magazine, I don't know how much the straight magazine had. They weren't the big one. But the straight one. They fired a lot and they never hit him.
So at that range, there shouldn't have been any doubt.
50 yards. We just across the square, we just gone up. Come round, and when she came and he come round like this, and he was just across the square, but he said he'd gone up the street.
Yeah, so what did they do? What did they have you missing then?
I don't know, but he hit him and missing. He couldn't hit, like we were saying, a bully and empty.
Yeah. So he got away this German,
he got away.
Lucky day.
Yeah, he was lucky for him.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he wasn't running or anything until Tommy gun up, though. And then he started zigzagging.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, good lot of zigzags, then he used to catch, didn't he?
What do you do if someone zigzags then?
Well, he zigzags. When he's gone that way, he has to come back the other way. Still waiting for him. A zigzag.
Oh, what do you mean? You shoot in front of him?
No. He goes across there, he's bound to come back here, he's zigzagging. Yeah. So you just keep it from drain on that side.
Oh, I see. I see what you're saying. You're saying
it's easier to hit a man that's zigzagging. He's giving you a bigger target. He's giving you a target you can set your gun on.
You just fire a straight line.
You just fire in a straight line and run into it.
But this chap with the Tommy gun,
He was trying to follow him. He was trying to follow him. He was behind him all the time.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
I laughed, I said.
Yeah. So what about after that then?
Yeah.
You're in this place. Casino.
Yeah, then we moved up the street. Moved further up the street, crossing, you had to watch when you were crossing roads, because Germans could see you. Just preparing out of this. And all them bridges, a lot of them was blown. There was one they got, they wanted to the side of this canal clearing. Because it's all canals.
In Hergenbosch?
Yes, it's all canals and bridges. But they've blown some of them. Some were right down, and they've blown middle out of this. Well, tanks couldn't get across, but in the deep one, because it was each side. They blow in the middle out of it.
Yeah.
The road, so the pavement was still there, so we could get across. And we got to the cross, and some went one way and some went the other.
Yeah.
Our company went right, and we went, and the other company went to the left. Cleared the houses. We were clearing house from house.
Yeah.
And some were told a 69 grenade, and it was a deck like grenade. Just saw them, and they made a big noise, but wouldn't do any damage if there was kids in and anybody in. It only had a little ball like that. The only thing it would do you, would kill you. And that was to set it off, like a ball there, and put it with lead. And when it dropped, the detonator set it off. Instantaneous.
Yeah.
Big words get big.
Yeah. And so, yeah, and so then?
They were trying them, opening the door and throwing them in, and trying it through the window, if window was out, and see if maybe Griffin was handy. He put a very light through, because that was, you know, flaming.
Yeah.
There's a bit tiny.
Is that phosphorus, is it, or something?
Well, it's, I don't know what it is, but it shines, you know, red at night and it's daylight.
Yeah.
If there was, officers would fire one of them in if your officer was near you. But we had these 69 grenades. We had to light them. You scooped up and had a tape round with a lead weight on, and when you threw it, the lead weight made it spin, so that when it pulled the pin out, it was in the air. And then when it dropped, there was no pin to stop it exploding. This, I tell that lead weight is.
Right.
You made a big noise, but with very little damage.
Yeah.
We were in there and cleared both sides. We were clearing houses all the time. Different places, not just where we were. They come with the anti-tank ones.
There were people in German soldiers in some of these houses.
Yes, we were taking prisoners. We had in the Skillen, the Green Guard with us, and they had the smaller type tank, Cromwell.
Yes.
They didn't have the big bulky one, but there was a little tank.
Did you see any other tanks there, or was it just the small ones? Did you see any other tanks there, or just the small ones?
Well, there was big SP ones and that. There were plenty of shelling. Where was that? Cromwell was without our supporting weapon, but had the crocodile flamethrowers. They were firing across the river.
Yeah, you saw those, Bob?
Yes, we saw that. Fierce things, the crocodile. But they have a trailer behind them with like the palm.
Yeah.
It's like solidified petrol.
Yeah.
It squirts out and it makes a crack when it's gone.
Well, like a jelly, is it?
Jelly, yes. Yeah. Yeah, like a jelly. And it's for a flame. I would say 75 yards.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds as though that's one of the best ways if you're going to try to clear houses.
Yeah, I know, but you got, if anybody inside, you want to do it, you want to kill the
civilians. You've got to be sure, I suppose there are no civilians there. Yeah.
I mean, the fact that there was a lot injured and killed, you've got to try and you know all of those civilians are out.
Yeah.
They don't try to use them a lot. Mind you, the old saying, you've got to look after your own first.
Yeah.
But they did use them two or three places.
So what happened after that? So you were clearing these houses with these